As we jump into a brand new year, we continue to watch what's going on with our weather. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Happy New Year from all of us here. Over the course of the next couple of days, we're going to see, expected to see some warmer temperatures. But as we look back here, the beginning of this week, boy, did we see a change in the weather, especially over the weekend. Drew Lerner with World Weather, based out of Kansas City, gives us a rundown of the snowstorm we experienced over the weekend and into Monday.
Yeah, we had quite a snowstorm. The accumulations ranged from 3 to around 8 or 9 inches coming out of eastern North Dakota through the heart of Minnesota. The Minneapolis area was the first stop with the greater amounts of snow, and I'm sure you're aware of the fact that there was airport delays there, a lot of travel issues. But from there into upper Michigan, the snows really started piling up. We saw amounts in northern Wisconsin to 15 inches, and upper Michigan it reported 2 feet of snow, 24 inches as of dawn this morning.
Not only did we see a change in temperatures, but we felt the effects of the wind.
A lot of blowing and drifting of snow.
As we make our way through the remainder of this week, go into the first part of 2026, what's it look like as far as weather?
Well, we're going to take a little bit of a break from the wind and the cold and snow that kind of skirted through the region. And we'll see another tendency to warm up. But we are close enough to the colder air masses that we are going to see that warmth get disrupted periodically. So this pattern that we're kind of experiencing and talking about here over the past week is probably going to continue to be a bit of a plaguing issue for us for a while. I don't see any more extreme cold for a bit, but we will see some warmer weather.
Drew Lerner with World Weather. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.